firefighters are battling strong winds as they try to contain two large blazes on the outskirts of Perth. One fire in the southeastern suburbs of Rolleystone and Kelmscott has destroyed up to 40 homes. One firefighter has been injured, a dozen people have been treated for smoke inhalation, and residents in the Swan Valley have been evacuated. Survivors of Victoria's Black Saturday bushfires will mark the second anniversary of the disaster at services around the state today. Politicians and survivors gathered for a memorial service in Melbourne yesterday. Small ceremonies will be held in Kingslake and Marysville today to remember those who perished. There's been more flooding in Victoria because of the weekend deluge. About 80 homes in the small community of Irimpel near Mildura in the state's northwest have been evacuated. Several communities southeast of Melbourne remain on alert this morning. Egypt is inching towards a resolution to its political crisis. The country's Vice President Omar Suleiman has held talks with opposition groups, including the Muslim Brotherhood. He's offered more concessions, but not enough to end the protests. Protesters say they won't budge until President Hosni Mubarak quits. And three young Americans accused of spying have gone on trial in Iran. The first hearing has taken place behind closed doors. The trio was detained in the country's north in 2009. They say they inadvertently crossed the unmarked border while into Iran while hiking, and it's not clear just how long the trial will last.